buckle your seatbelt and hold on. Where Nashville music scene comes alive, right where you are. You're listening to Notable Nashville Podcast with your host, Groove Dr. J. Don't miss a beat.
This is Blake Ruby, and this is my song, Only One. Crazy, can't wear this disguise. I'm afraid I'm in the basement, in need of clear skies. Been putting pedal to the pavement. It feels like this world's been trying to use me, hurt me, and abuse me. I've been going crazy lately, baby. You still choose me. I shouldn't even know you. I'm just a broken soul who doesn't ever wanna rip your pretty heart in two. But I love the way you hold me, keep me slowly, tenderly. I love the way that you complete me so damn easily. I love the way you win me over, surely you're my four-leaf clover. The way you kiss me slower, hold me closer, keep me in the sun. You're the only one who keeps lifting me up. Oh, 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 oh. Words just keep escaping, can't seem to speak my mind. I hate when I'm abrasive. You should make me sleep on the couch tonight. But you bring me close when you should really let me go. Love the way you hold me, keep me slowly, tenderly. Love the way that you complete me so damn easily. I love the way you win me over, surely you're my four-leaf clover. The way you kiss me slower, hold me closer, keep me in the sun, sun, sun. You're the only one who keeps lifting me up. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 the only one. Ooh, 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 the only one. Ooh, 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 the only one. Ooh, 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 the only one.
Sweet.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Notable Nashville Podcast. Today's guest is Blake Ruby. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that song that you just played, Only One, you released that as like a single a while ago. Was that like last year?
Yeah, it came out last July.
Okay.
It was the first single on the project.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm really digging the new album, which just came out last month, She.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats on that.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad it's out.
But before we get into that, I kind of want to get your backstory of like where you came from, like where'd you grow up or before you moved to Nashville?
Yeah, I grew up in Westminster, Maryland. It's like 40 minutes north of Baltimore.
Okay.
And I just grew up playing music in like my grandparents' church. They had my granddad was a pastor. So
cool.
I grew up kind of playing church music. And then, just grew up playing a lot of sports, joined a band in late high school with some of my best buddies, and then like that kind of made music really serious to me at that point. And,
I read an article that you had like a lacrosse match and you had to choose between a concert and the lacrosse match.
Yeah, that's kind of my origin story. Yeah.
So are you glad that you chose the concert?
Yeah, 100%.
But did you play drums like in high school? Were you a drummer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played drums in the jazz band, played drums. That was kind of my main instrument all the way through through most of high school, and then I started writing songs on piano and playing guitar and like kind of through most of high school.
Oh, okay.
And then started playing shows with some friends.
So did you take lessons like on piano first?
No, I kind of self-taught myself. Yeah, it was, I just like looked up YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of how I got started. But I think having like the background in like traditional drum lessons helped me kind of figure out how to learn.
Uh-huh.
And just like learning, you know, I feel like so much of it is just learning how to practice.
Yeah.
And then once you know that, you can practice other instruments kind of the same way.
So but, you basically yeah. self-taught yourself how to play guitar, piano, everything?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then I took some theory lessons in high school just for fun, like electives. And
okay.
then I took a jazz piano lesson in college. So I did kind of like eventually I was like, okay, I need to learn a little bit more
yeah.
than what I know now. So that definitely springboarded a lot for
so
me.
Do you remember the age that you wrote like your first song or when did you start writing
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, I think my first song I wrote was in like fourth grade.
Oh,
I
right.
performed it at, like in front of my classmates with my other buddy who played cajon.
Oh, okay. Like a talent show.
Yeah,
type
I remember it for, like since it like it was yesterday. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I went to a Montessori school, so there were only like 20 kids
oh,
in
wow.
the class. So our talent show was like literally us sitting in a circle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So do you know, growing up in the faith, do you still like are you still religious and you know
Yeah, I'm a Christian, yeah.
Okay.
And I definitely love like putting some of those themes in my music and stuff like that. But I definitely try to make my music for everybody, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
But yeah.
So you went to when did you move to Nashville?
In 2016.
2016. Mm-hmm. And then is that when you started going to Belmont? I saw you went to Belmont
yeah.
University.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was kind of, I visited Nashville in 2015 and that was kind of like, kind of the thing that spearheaded me into wanting to move away from the East Coast and do music. I didn't even know what I was going to do when I got to Nashville. I was just like, I think it'd be cool to be here. Uh-huh. I just love visiting so much more than any other schools that I visited. And so it was the only school I applied to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you.
Yeah, I was pretty sold on it.
So what if you didn't get accepted? You were just not going to go to college?
I wasn't too worried about it. I wasn't too worried about it. But
so what did you study? Did you study music?
I did music business. So okay. I got a BBA.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So you graduated yeah. like during the pandemic, like 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to take any school like at home or what happened?
Yeah, the whole last semester.
Okay.
I went home for spring break and then never went back.
Oh, wow.
Until I moved back to Nashville in the fall, but I kind of like stayed home with my family until through the summer after
okay.
that.
So now yeah. are you married and have a kid? Is that
yeah.
what I read too? Okay.
Yeah, I married my high school sweetheart in 2020 and then
wow.
We just had a baby 6 months ago.
Congrats.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, life's moving pretty a lot faster now.
Wow. So did you and how old are you? You're not that old.
24.
Like
about to be 25,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
In a couple weeks actually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So is being a dad like a big surprise or a big change, obviously, but
definitely
not
yeah.
what you expected or you
I mean we yeah, I definitely think both of us wanted to be we'd been married for a year and change and both of us wanted to be young parents, I think. Because
okay.
my parents were young when they had me and I loved like that grind and that relationship of
yeah.
like I feel like everybody's like there's never really a good time to have your first kid. You just have to do it and then figure it out.
And then figure it out as you
yeah.
go. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we definitely weren't like expecting her, but it was a very happy surprise.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, so it's been really great.
Very
really
cool.
fun. And we're living back home now, close to family in Maryland. That's like where I'm living again.
Oh, okay. So you don't live in Nashville anymore?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll
maybe
move
one
on
day.
Back. But it's nice to have the family help.
So it's you obviously big. Take a bunch of trips here
mm-hmm.
for, you know, writing and doing music.
Yeah, like once a month.
Okay.
Once or twice a month.
So I read that you got a publishing deal not too long ago. Do you still have
mm-hmm.
that publishing deal?
Yeah, I'm about to enter my last like full option term for the next year.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm really excited. I've been loving it. It's a great team. I'm with Black River Publishing.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So then how does that work? Do you have to like write a certain amount of songs per month or whatever?
Yeah, you've got like a quota, but it's more just as kind of like bare minimum sort of. It's
okay.
like you should I don't think I've had any problem with that. I think it's more so just like to make sure that when they're giving you money that they're at least expecting like
using it. Yeah, yeah.
The return, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like so much of it is just relationship and just the partnership that we have is really great. I love it. And they've been like such a great team to jump into the music industry with because they're very like supportive of kind of whatever I'm up to.
Very cool.
Just really cool.
So then do you have a certain team of writers that you write a lot with
yeah.
in Nashville?
Yeah, I definitely have like a, I mean, most of the music that's come out with my solo project, I've written most of it on my own. And then I have like, I've had a couple collaborations on the songwriting side, but I've produced pretty much all my music with Chris Donlin. He's, okay. We met freshman year at Belmont. And
cool.
Kind of been buddies since, so.
So then I kind of want to dive into this album that you released in May, titled Chi. So can you kind of break down of like, I know you're releasing singles in like 2022 and just kind of a lot of singles coming up to the full album. So just kind of maybe talk about the process of how you did it.
Yeah. Well, I think it was kind of really my first project I wanted to take very seriously beyond just the creation, but also like how we're going to share it and how we're going to get it to the right people and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it was really fun kind of dreaming that up with my team. Anthony and Frank are sitting in here. They've been like a big part of that. And just kind of getting on top of the release schedule and making sure we're consistent has been really fun. But also a challenge for sure. Cause I definitely am mostly an artist that like stuff pours out naturally and organically. And so there's definitely been that like natural pushback of like structure with like artistic desire.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's been really fun though, because it's like I trust them so much and it's been great being able to navigate it. But yeah, so it was like we started dropping the project in July 2020. Only One was the first song. And then kind of wanted to keep it like, you know, every six weeks or so.
Yeah.
And then we kind of hit a little bit of a lull around like, you know, the winter season, and then started again in the early spring. But it was so much fun. Like, we did a release show for one of the singles. We've done some content for some stuff.
Like, yeah, I like the music videos that you put out.
Thanks.
And the live video that you kind of... I love when artists do the live, you know, YouTube videos where you can actually see the raw kind of just, like, process of it. So I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely wanted to get more video stuff going. But definitely trying to figure out how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you have any upcoming shows, like... in Nashville or beyond right now?
Yeah, I'm about to play a showcase out in LA on the 28th.
Okay.
So it's 28th, right?
28th of June?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun. And then I'm playing a show in Vienna right outside of DC.
Oh, sweet.
July 15th? 21st.
21st.
Yeah. Yeah, July 21st.
So if you're in those areas, go check out Blake Ruby.
Yeah, I'm opening for my buddies Betcha.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I think I've heard of Betcha Band, or I've seen like the Instagram before.
Yeah,
but I've never seen them.
Yeah, you should check their stuff out too.
Cool.
Yeah, they're great. I've been collaborating with them a lot over the last year.
Awesome.
It's been really
awesome.
Fun.
Well, Blake, thanks so much for stopping by. I kind of want to hear another live tune. You want to play another one for us?
Yeah, sounds great.
Sweet. What's this one?
This one's called Heaven.
All right.
The last song on the album.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Thanks. You're there.
crucified. Love crucified. Love crucified. Times like these, when I'm on my knees, oh, oh, praying, Jesus, please set me on fire. Sometimes I run. Sometimes I'm no fun. Sometimes I'm no fun. Strung out on the wire. When it feels like hell, like I'm locked in a cell. Oh, of my cold, cold heart.
Thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast, broadcast from Acme Radio Live, right in the heart of downtown Nashville. Check us out on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like it, you can also support this podcast on Anchor by clicking the link in the platform that you are listening on. Hey, until next time, thanks for listening to Notable Nashville Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Smokers Abbey. They've got everything you could want. Craft cigars, quality pipe tobacco, a huge liquor and draft beer selection, everything you need to find rest for your soul. Smokers Abbey has two locations around the Nashville area, one right in the heart of East Nashville and the other over in Gallatin, Tennessee. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Smokers Abbey today. They're open late.